Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to be careful with Caleb Williams. I don't want to say he's fragile at the moment, but the guy's had a lot going on. Well, I mean, I'm going to be real with you guys. I know Ben Johnson was one of the most highly acclaimed offensive coordinators of the last 15 years. I mean, listen, he's doing these radio interviews. He's going to the podium, and I don't see a lot of positivity.
Ugh. Spent 2 years arguing with Jason McIntyre over at Stadium.
Yikes.
I'm not surprised he hasn't evolved his thinking, but it's whatever. He's not the problem, you know, because he's an opinionista, like, from way back. And that's okay. Like, that's part of the ecosystem.
We're going to talk about that later.
I know we are, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. I walked in here on Monday, and Tanny goes, hey, you know your guy was talking about Caleb Williams. And I was like, which one of,
right,
my
guys, you have a lot.
What was it? And he was like, Sam Acho. I was like, oh, Sam, that's my man.
Yeah.
Sam and I used to do a show together. It was great. I met his dad, Dr. Acho, and all this stuff. Like, Sam wouldn't break bad on Caleb, would he? And Tanny was like, yeah, listen to this.
Yeah, Caleb Williams was very sloppy last night from the first play, really, to as long as he was in there. The first play was a fumble. He fumbled the snap on somewhat of a jet sweep motion. And then after that, you saw a couple sacks that were unnecessary, even a couple misses. That's not what you want to see in your last preseason opportunity to show what you can do. And another thing's a little thing, but a big thing, even to some of the uniform stuff. Look at the socks that are halfway down. He did the same thing last week. You saw DeAndre Swift do the same thing as well. It's not a huge deal, but when you're looking at a franchise quarterback, a leader of the team, you want to be in full uniform. You want to be a guy that other teammates can look to. And it's something that you can point to when you do have penalties and you're sloppy. You're saying, man, this guy doesn't even focus on the little things. So those are two things, the sloppiness from his play and trying to focus on the little things.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Nope.
I have no problem with what Sam said about the gameplay stuff.
Right.
I think he's on that part. I don't think the socks being down is a real issue for me, but I could be wrong on that. Remember, Ben Johnson has talked to Caleb about body language, and he's talked with DJ Moore about body language. I don't see this as a big deal. You?
I remember a time in this city where body language was a big deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay was on the sidelines.
He's going to be sidelined for about 4 days.
Yeah, I heard. Poor Jay. But, you know, you can't do what he did. But, yeah, I'm not as big of a body language guy as other people because you never know what somebody is thinking on the side. They just caught my face like this. And so I'm not going to kill Caleb for that, but I do think there are times you are the quarterback of the football team, right? People are going to look at you and make big deals out of things that probably aren't. And you got to be okay with that. And if that means you have to change how you walk off the field or you're sitting on the bench or you're talking to your teammates or listening to somebody, then that's what you got to do. But I think Caleb has – there's a thing with Caleb, and it's similar to – and I don't like saying this name because it brings a whole lot. Similar to Shador Sanders, I think Caleb's name moves the needle. And so because of that, people like to throw Caleb in conversations – to get their engagement and takes off.
I think you're right. I mean, look, to be honest, we know that that's something that the Score listener wants to hear, so we do give a lot of coverage. I think that this station, and I don't mean to speak for the station, but I feel like being here almost 30 years, I can. I think for the most part, everyone here takes care to try and not just be flamethrowers and just do the takeism thing when it comes to the teams that we cover on a daily basis. I agree with you. I think that both his name and the Chicago market, when it comes to national stuff, like the concept of the Bears as a big name heritage franchise in the NFL, it plays a role in that discussion. So I'm not surprised that it would come up. I am a huge Ryan Clark fan. I love that guy. I was just listening to the Pivots interview with Mike Tomlin from this season, which was amazing. So I was a little surprised when I ran across this from Ryan Clark today about Caleb Williams.
If Caleb Williams doesn't play well, he's going to get the Anthony Richardson treatment.
Really?
Next year, they're going to bring someone in to compete with Caleb Williams for the starting job. For Caleb, it's going to be a situation where if he doesn't play well, if Ben Johnson doesn't feel comfortable with his progression, they're going to bring in the veteran. They're going to bring in someone who can play under center, who can run play action pass, who can execute the run game to the pass game and make things look similar the way we saw Jared Goff next year. And if he doesn't win that competition, it's going to be Caleb Williams having to go somewhere else to ply his trade, which I believe he could be successful doing because he's competitive, he's extremely intelligent, and he's also very talented.
That's a bad one. And when I understand when you talk on TV as often as RC does, every take not going to be a good one. That's horrific, though, because we're talking about a guy in Anthony Richardson who was drafted in the top five of the draft. And when he was at Florida, Lawrence, you know what his completion percentage was?
I'm going to guess it was probably close to about 55, 56.
It was 54.7%. And then when he got to the NFL, you know what didn't change? That completion percentage.
Oh.
You know what he threw for last year in 11 games? 47.7%.
That's not good.
I think it's completely unfair to compare Anthony Richardson, who was drafted as a project and a traits guy, to a guy that won a Heisman.
Played a lot more games than Anthony Richardson did.
Number one overall pick in the draft. And in his first season in the NFL, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, completed 62.5% of his passes. And that's along with being sacked 68 times.
And with an incompetent coaching staff.
It is a horrible comp.
That's why I look at what's going on with Caleb, and I have probably more optimism about him now than I did last year. And I know that Ben doesn't care about what happened last year, but he was sitting in the eye of a hurricane last year. and he still gave you 3-1 touchdown interceptions. He still threw, still was what, a top five season four Bears quarterback when it comes to yardage. I think that there are a lot of people who are just waiting. I don't think RC is one of them. I think there are a lot of people that are waiting for a failure on him, and they want to go in as soon as they see any sort of weakness. If they see, like, well, we gave you everything now, there's so much unlearning of bad habits that he has to do. And you're working for a coach that's really demanding in those spaces.
There's just a lot of Caleb dislike out there, but there's a lot of Caleb stupid out there when it comes to people didn't really dive into what Caleb was actually able to do with a really, really bad coaching staff. And obviously there's room for growth. That's why you get Ben Johnson to be the quarterback or to be the head coach of this team and to be the play caller. If I'm going to ask you real quick before we go to break. If they finish 12th in total offense, I feel like that would be a success, no?
Yeah, it would be a success. I actually have that number. Like, I'd be fine if it's 15th. Okay. If they're, especially if how it happens. Like, if this is ascending towards the last 2 months of the season, that everyone feels confident that things are moving in the right direction. The statistical stuff doesn't matter to me that much, but what it looks like and how it happens matters to me quite a bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.